Welcome to the Helicopter Crash Podcast. We're your host, aka Puffy the Popper, aka Donnell King, aka the Marvelous Fat Tupac, and your boy Chris. Just Chris, nothing else. No last name. Doesn't take names for nothing. Back to sit back with your marvelous, amazing Garrett Water. Okay, what are we gonna talk about today, boys?
Myself.
That's amazing. Okay, so. just to get this down, bro. Oh, YBN Cordae, best album of 2020.
No, it's not.
Lost Boy 2 is going to come out, and it's going to go... It's gonna
no, it's not.
Blueface is dropping an album January 17th. I wish I was kidding. I saw it. Moly. Bunny cracking up. I don't even listen to that.
Dude, Blueface is so... Like,
we have an Asian kid with us. He's going to cook us a ramen.
I'm Asian too.
He's also... the other one's going to cook us a curry.
The only reason Chris said he's Asian too is because he's too scared of us calling him Jewish.
I'm not Jewish.
Chris is also Jewish. Chris spins the dreidel.
I'm not Jewish.
We gotta talk about X.
Okay.
I'm not Jewish.
The plan was for us to even talk about...
We gotta talk about Jewish.
We were talking, we were talking about 2019.
Can we get a point across real quick?
What?
Worst beef of the decade and best beef of the decade.
Best beef of the decade? Shit, that's hard. There are a lot of good beefs. Meek Mill and Drake was a really good beef.
What about what's his name?
Eminem and Drake. Kanye and Drake?
No, Story of Adidon.
Oh, Pusha T.
Eminem made a song with who was it? Justin.
Joyner Lucas.
Some shit.
It was Joyner Lucas. What was it called? Lucky You.
Yeah, Lucky You. Was like, fuck you too. Lucky. It's like something like that.
I didn't even listen to all of Kamikaze.
I only listened to like the day it came out. Then I was like, okay, this
scenario. Okay, that's fresh.
So, the worst beef was definitely Eminem and MGK. But
no, J. Cole, Lil Pump, fuck J. Cole.
Okay, so guys,
did you just say that was the best beef?
No, worst. But that Eminem MGK beef also spawned a really good diss track.
Yes,
yeah. Out of Killshot and Rap Devil was actually. I'm not gonna lie, Rap Devil was okay. Good, yeah. It was really good. I'm
okay, guys, so we're in a very sketchy place.
Shut up, nigga.
We're the most.
Who they gonna call? 911. When I stream.
Okay, so I have a question for you guys real quick.
No.
What, Chris? What is it?
How many can you say? Best album of the decade.
Taboo, Denzel Curry, 2018, I swear to God.
That's actually facts.
For Your Eyes Only, J.
Yo, bro. Name 5 songs off that album. That's what I thought.
Exactly.
Switch it up.
Superman,
whatever it's called. Garrett. Black Metal Towers, Taboo, Clockwork,
Garrett.
Okay, it was obviously Igor or YBN's Cordae's album or Childish Gambino's last album of his whole career.
True.
Facts.
Nigga, stop looking back! There's nothing there!
No, wait, you say best album of the decade or year?
He said decade.
Decade.
Camp Gambino.
Camp Gambino was really good.
Yeah, there's a clown in here, guys.
Yo.
Oh, bro, I'm looking at him right now.
Bro, we're not.
Bro.
If y'all didn't get the joke, I looked at Chris.
Okay, we're doing all these visual jokes on the unvisual podcast.
I know, that's what I had to say.
Pennywise.
Don't you guys hate when you have more pictures of your girl than you?
Because this is your first time getting pussy in the last
year. Yeah, because you haven't gotten pie since you came out with, bro.
You guys are so wild.
But you guys
know what in here.
I know, that's true,
I could honestly scream and nobody would hear it.
That's true.
Unless.
Okay.
Worst albums of the decade.
Worst album? Easy. Kamikaze.
Anything Chris put out.
Listen, guys, we need to talk about some Chuck E. Cheese and we gotta talk about Chuck E. Cheese pizza, my nigga.
No, that was so, like,
That's so 2000, niggas, 2020.
No, but they still be, like,
they still be slapping.
Yes.
Okay,
so
can we.
Nasty.
Wait, can I guys ask you a question?
What?
The wings, though.
Yeah, the wings.
On the top 5, how far is Bobby Shmurda?
He can't even handle the heat, so he gets
top 5 like drill rappers. Because I don't know if he's like a top five.
When he comes to top 5 drill rappers, he's probably like a number 3 or 4. Yeah. It's only because he had like 2 big songs.
Remember Slim Jesus?
Oh my god!
That 40 bang, you did not about that.
Yo, I forgot about that.
Yeah. I'll fuck with savages, you a fuck boy, you can't hang. So guys, we're gonna have
a look. No, you a broke boy, but you wear designer. That shit don't sound right. Listen.
So we're gonna have, like. You guys should make merch.
We should make merch.
We should make merch.
It would just be a picture of me with a backwards bandana. It would just say Fat Tupac. and then me as like a fucking jalapeno.
No, we have to have a box logo that says I want platinum with no features.
Bro, I was just, no, everybody be quiet. No, guys, be quiet. I don't know if it was on off of Hollywood's Bleeding or something, but I was listening to the baby, right? This nigga said he went double platinum with no features. I swear. I wish I was kidding. I think it was one of the songs of a Hollywood's Bleeding, but I swear to God, I could have sworn him saying I just went double platinum with no features. I was like, what?
J. Cole
is garbage.
No, he's not.
It's trash.
He's okay.
Puts people to sleep.
Chris, keep your 59 yeah, bro.
It was like 4 o'clock in the morning. I got tired. I couldn't think of anything. I said, J. Cole. I was in the neighbors. I was like, come far. I was fucking dead.
Why?
Stop looking behind, bro. Oh, there's a fucking dude behind me. Oh, I didn't even notice the door.
That's why I didn't sit there.
I thought you said a dude for
the whole time. No, that's a door.
If there was a dude right there, I'd be fucking screaming.
If I look at that window and I see a nigga with a fucking rocket launcher. No, I'm running at them saying I'm just a nigga with a rocket launcher.
Yeah. Okay, best TV show of the decade.
SpongeBob, my nigga.
Shut up.
Zoe 101.
Nigga, what?
Nigga, funny thing. That was in the 2000s, 2005, 2008. Dumb bitch. Dumb.
This is the Rachel you want.
Good luck, Charlie.
Zoe.
Good luck, Charlie. iCarly. Victorious. I just finished season one of Victorious.
SpongeBob.
SpongeBob has been on for like 2 decades. It doesn't really count. Bro, I just finished watching Henry the Freak.
Shut up.
Shut the fuck up, nigga. He said Harry.
Peppa Pig.
Lionel.
Yeah. I don't even think Peppa Pig's like in the tens. I think she was in the 2000s.
I don't know.
What about the 3D version of Peppa Pig, like Olivia? Remember Olivia, bro?
She was like white and red. No, there's something about her. I remember Olivia.
She was a pig. Like,
I know.
And like her grandma would tell her stories, like always at the end of the episode.
Yeah.
I remember something
about Olivia and a violin.
What are you looking?
I think she played the violin. Yeah. Yo, guys, okay. I remember Nihao Kai Lan.
Oh my gosh.
That's racist cousin.
That was like the racist.
Nigga, what?
That show was so racist.
How do you say nigga, bro? You're Asian.
That show was so racist. I'm like, on the low key. Think about how racist that shit was. Not because it was Asian, but because how like stereotypical.
Yo, that vacuum's like commercial.
Like, he was like that old, like,
hold up. Yeah, like, that's just commercial money.
Oh my god.
Yo, what the?
Yeah. Bro, they get ad revenue if they fucking vacuum.
Bro, but like best show of the decade. I mean, one of the best shows of the decade is probably like Rick and Morty or Law and Order or some shit.
Law and
Order
has been on.
I know, but like in its prime years.
Its prime years was definitely the 2000s and the 2010s. Like it hasn't really fallen off.
Drake and Josh.
Drake and Josh was also in the 2000s. Dickhead. This nigga always says shows. You're in the wrong decade.
Yo, wait. Yo, we gotta say some Paw Patrol.
Shut up.
Yeah,
that's
looking
crazy. I honestly hate you guys. I literally said be quiet so we gonna get kicked out.
Nigga, no one.
How do you know that?
What did you say?
Yo, shut up.
Oh, I know what he's saying here.
Donald, you understand?
Yes.
So, guys, the merch is coming out.
The merch is not coming out anytime soon.
Guys, can we talk about a sponsor real quick?
Yeah, shut up. Yo, guys, I got no sponsors.
We
got fucking. Like
can we sponsor? Thank you for Anchor for sponsoring this video.
Alright, yo, shout outs to Domino's.
Dad, who has bank and gave us $2.
Yo, call up your dad.
Who's? Mine?
In.
Oh. Bro, shout out Domino's money. That's on the way for our people.
I mean, he'll give me money, but like.
Can you ask him?
No.
It really went from us talking about things in 29 to the decade to us talking about.
All right, this is our best. This would be the best sponsor. Fucking Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh my god! Shut the fuck up about Chuck E. Cheese.
The pizza slap.
Mason, shut up.
Yo, you're the
simp. The pizza's not that good. The wings.
Bro, I thought I was a simp at first.
Chris,
look at this.
Chris
dude.
Is still a
sis. By the way, if you're going to be a guest on our podcast, we're not going to treat you how we're treating Mason right now. He's just being a complete dickhead right now. I'm just saying.
Yeah, we know this nigga. Like we're going to.
Yeah.
We treat our friends differently than we treat
cheer
guests.
Guess, yeah.
Yo, to all those motherfuckers that saying we ain't Spotify verified, look
at
that.
Hold on, nigga. Helicopter crash on Spotify, the guy. We got a little check mark.
We got to talk about how Chris almost got fucking slapped the fuck out of. So he sat down, at my fucking table.
And at lunch at school?
Yeah. Oh, my fucking friend Nate, he sits there every day right next to me. This nigga fucking sat down next to me. This kid came up to him, fucking dipped his ass on the fucking ground, yeah, picked up his chair.
And then Marcus went in his face and face almost punched him. This kid Marcus, we might have him on the podcast.
Yeah, you guys heard that cop coming for us.
Holy fucking shit, you're a cuck.
No, for real, there's literally a cop.
I see that shot. I see this.
Helicopter.
I'm pulling it up.
Okay, and then this kid went up to Nate's face and literally yelled at him.
Alexis' Snapchat.
And then pointed at him.
What? I forgot. I have your girlfriend's Snapchat. Oh, not Snapchat. Spotify.
So we gotta talk
I listen to music over Spotify. Right, she has Spotify preview.
We gotta talk about Chris's new girlfriend.
He's dating this girl, Alexis, but like.
She really wants me.
Yeah. No tea, no shade.
Oh, yeah, by the way, like, 25% of the podcast is just going to be us shitting on Chris half the time.
Yeah, that's literally, this is basically the podcast.
Like, we have a topic, but, like, we don't talk about the topic.
Like, 10% of it's the topic, 25% of it's us talking about Chris, 50% of it's just us making racist jokes, and the rest is, like, Chris saying stupid shit. Yeah.
Yo, you guys want to go...
I swear to God, I just heard someone say
Me too.
We're
in a really sketch place right now, and I'm trying to.
Yeah, we're in a cafeteria. Your girlfriend's at a birthday party, dickhead.
I know, but I'm still texting her.
Nigga, Chris, we have to. Okay, so what were the best pop songs of the decade?
K-pop.
Shit. Pop. Of course. Wait, did you say K-pop?
No, I said K-pop.
No, you said K-pop. You Asian bastard.
Can we talk about the bushfire in Australia real quick?
No.
How sad that shit is.
I don't care. Burn them trees, nigga.
We can talk about this dude beats how he got 20 million trees.
We don't care. A nice thing.
That was 2019. Best pop songs of the decade. Fucking Lights by Ellie Goulding.
Comments what you guys did on fucking New Year's. What did y'all do? Fuck a bitch.
Don't.
Bulletproof by LaRue.
I should have actually fucking punched this you for doing some
sip-ass
shit like that.
Says the sip. What did he even say?
Okay, wait. Best movie of the decade, since Chris wanted to say it, but nobody heard him.
Yeah, exactly. What? Best movie of the decade.
What?
What do you guys think it is?
Oh, shit.
The Lion King remake. It was really good.
What the fuck?
Cause shut up.
Avengers Endgame. Black Panther. I swear to God, Black Panther hit different. Black Panther hit different than any other MCU
movie. Actually, best movie of the decade? Harry Potter, The Deathly Hallows 2.
I gotta tell you a story. We all went to the mall.
And we were all gonna see Star Wars, but Chris's grandma was like, "You didn't have permission to go. Be home." So then we went to Applebee's with this nigga named
Marco.
Nate. This nigga's name is Nate. We call him Snowman and Marco because he looks like a one of our friends. Yeah. Okay. OSN. And his mom came.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
But we gotta talk about the time.
Mason
kept looking at her.
Yeah, and then we got to talk about how we went to Starbucks later. We didn't even get Starbucks, but this girl was peeping me out, bro! All right,
but we got to talk about Santa Claus, what y'all did.
What the fuck is wrong with you, dude? Santa Claus is not real.
No, but what y'all was, remember?
What?
Oh, the pictures we took with Santa Claus?
Yeah.
That was Nate being sus with it.
He was being hella sus. Yeah. I tried to sit on his lap.
No, he's like, "You faggot ass bitch. Why you faggot ass bitch? Why you always sucking dick?" I think he's the real one sucking dick.
More like
it's because like Snowman's face looks like Snowman's face looks like it's engulfing on itself, like it's imploding on itself. Like it's
guys,
like,
I just got us copyrighted. I just played a second of Ransom.
Wait, guys, can we talk about something real quick?
What?
Our years and our perspective. So, like, what was 2019 like in our eyes?
Fucking garbage.
Garbage.
I mean, actually, no. First half was okay.
What happened in the first half? I'm trying to ask, like, more important things happened to us, except for meeting each other.
Oh, what happened to my birthday? That's our 4th year.
Our birthdays every fucking year.
But that was a special birthday because that was the first year I was legally allowed to watch porn.
Wait a minute. Wait, there's a legal age to watch porn?
No, nigga, I can watch porn when I'm fucking 4.
Let's talk about the incident where Donnell almost clicked on a child porn site.
Okay, I want to tell you the story. This happened like last year,
I'm
2 years
sure
ago.
I'm pretty sure out of the four of us, only me and Donnell.
Me and Chris know. So I was I get home from school, right? Nobody's home. Nobody came home for the last, like, nobody comes home. If we go forward, nobody came home until like 6 o'clock.
Nobody comes home until like 6.
So we're going to go back 3 hours. We're going to go back 3 hours. It's 3 o'clock. I first get home. The cop, okay. Sorry, guys. We saw a police officer. This shit.
He's not gonna do anything. He's just patrolling around.
That nigga was about to make a U-turn.
Yeah.
Okay. Whoa. As I'm saying, so I get home from school, right, and I go on Pornhub because that's the thing. I accidentally click on an ad instead of a video. Then it goes to some random ass website, and it's just first thing I see is a kid and I assumed was an 18-year-old girl, and a guy. Like, and the guy was like touching her cooch. And I was like, oh, that's cool. I'm not gonna click on it. I'm gonna keep on scrolling. Next 4 fucking videos are dogs fucking girls. And then I see a little kid who's like 9 getting fucked in the butt. I'm like, yo, X out of
Alex?
Shit.
Alex?
Alex?
Alex is a pedophile in our school.
And I called 911 because I feel like I was being tracked. Because like, I heard hella police sirens near my house. Police. I heard hella police sirens in my house. So I called 911. I'm like, yo, I accidentally just clicked on child porn and shit like that. So they had an officer come. I had explained to him the whole situation. I still had everything clicked up. So I clicked on the link and it popped the shit up back again. He was like, okay, it's okay. Just don't, it happens. Just don't click on the ads next time. I was like, okay, officer, left.
Why are you clicking on the ads?
I wanted to click on a video instead, but I ended up clicking on an ad by accident.
I remember this one time I clicked on an ad and it said, Asian girls near me. Hot
MILFs in my area, ready to fuck.
Listen, I got a story. So we used to go down to this place called Jotown. So there's
we're not talking about the fact that I jumped off a bridge.
No,
we're not talking about that. No, because he's going to try to talk about how I almost drowned in Jotown. Nigga, I almost got swept by the current.
Listen, fuck you.
No, we're not even going to mention the fact that I almost died at Jotown like 4 times.
He jumped off the bridge.
Don't ever give me tone, nigga. I really beat the bricks out you.
All right, listen. He jumped off a bridge. He got scoliosis. The second time we were swimming to the other side.
That
right?
happened. No, us swimming happened first.
I know, but we were swimming to the other side, right? And Donnell, you know him.
I got caught by the current. I'm a fat bitch. Like,
yeah. He was like, guys, help! Nigga, guys, come on!
Fuck you! Fuck you! Okay, bro. I'm like a young fucking mixed Lizzo, my nigga. I'm getting swept and I need help.
We're not going to say this girl's name. But y'all probably know who she is. She was a summer girl hoe.
To clarify, not everybody. Okay, you eighth graders out there and high schoolers. They're talking about like some weird sixth, seventh grade crackhead girls that nobody knows.
Shout out to Alex.
No, can we talk about how Ryan Erb tried to manipulate Myra into fucking him? And I had to take Chris home that same day, because that was the same day Chris got in his fucking car accident.
Oh, yeah. So, all right, so listen.
Oh, wait, no, I want to tell a story.
Why can't I explain it?
Because he told my story about me jumping off the bridge. Okay, so it's me, Chris, Ryan, and Jace, I think.
Yeah.
Or no.
Jace like, who? Jace Rockout?
Crackheads.
Why are y'all with crackheads?
Because it was the first half of the summer. It was the first half of the summer. Towards the end, we didn't fuck with them anymore. We're going down a hill, right? I go past traffic and I break. All of a sudden, I hear a fucking boom. Oh my God, that voice crack. All of a sudden, I hear a boom. And I stop. I turn around. I see Chris. I was like, I'm so sorry. Chris, like, I'm so sorry. Please don't. I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to do it. I go back. There's a fucking jet and a yellow Mercedes convertible. Some bitch called 911. Fireman came. The fireman had to go in reverse. I literally saw the fireman do this, like go forward and then go back.
By the way, the yellow Mercedes was being driven by all you guys out there who know Jamar McKinney. It was being driven by his grandpa.
Okay. Shout out to Marvin Kinney's grandpa.
You know, the bitch called the cops, but I could have repaired myself at home.
Stop. Why'd you call her a bitch? She's the one that, you literally could have just been like laying there, Chris. Like, come on.
Yeah, because she didn't know how hurt you. Because she didn't know how hurt you were. Because you probably could have hurt
somebody. $300 to ambulance bills, $3,000 to the dude in the yellow Mercedes.
You crashed his car!
Chris, you were the one being a dumbass.
I know.
Chris, get brakes.
No, get brakes. Okay, this time it was like, I had no brakes. I was still riding out, though.
No bike.
And after this, I was trying to go down hella hills and shit. I got the adrenaline rush.
I got the best story. Fat Tupac, right? We was going down a hill.
I want to tell the story. This is different. So I'm with this Asian nigga, Mason, okay? I'm with Mason, right? Okay? We're in Royalton, which is near our city, okay? Yeah. Our little town that we live in. We're going down this big ass hill by this little thought's house, okay? We're not trying to meet her or anything. Christina.
Shut up.
Yeah. A little short bitch. Seven, bitch.
She's in sixth grade.
Second.
All right, tell the story. So
we're going down the hill. There's a birthday party near another park.
I went
down
first. I was fine.
Yeah, Mason goes out first. He's fine. There's a park.
There's
a birthday party near at a park. And we went there first before we decided to ride around.
You're throwing birthday parties.
We're going down a hill, right? All of a sudden, a fucking car comes. Doesn't stop for me. She's a fucking little kid, a 14-year-old. No helmet, no nothing. I'm rocking slides, a shirt. Bro, I'm going down. Some Tyler 1 shit. I'm going down that shit, zooming, going like 20, but it feels like, oh.
Pee-pee Malone.
Okay, so. All of a sudden, I have to fucking jerk to the right. I see land. I think it's flat land.
Yo, there's someone coming. Oh,
never mind.
They're going the other way.
All right. Oh, my God. Fuck, we thought we saw someone. Okay, so I see flat. I thought I saw flat land. I go into a little bump. All of a sudden, I say, boom, into the part of the grass. I do a front flip. My bike does a front flip over me. My front brake is fucked. My front tire is fucked. I thought I broke my fucking pelvic bone. Shit sucked ass. No, and the people in the car decided to ride off laughing.
Yeah.
Like, nigga, I almost accidentally died.
Yeah, no, that's a hit and run.
They didn't hit me. Oh. I crashed myself.
But if you wouldn't have done that, they would have hit you.
They would have hit me, and I'd rather me crash than...
One thing though, then we went to the birthday party. We was like, he was just sitting down. We were thirsty as hell.
They gave us ice.
And then they're like, y'all want a soda? I was like, fuck yes. And then we got a soda. They left. And then Donnell saw a friend, Chris. Not this nigga.
The other one.
This other one.
The crackhead?
The crackhead.
Okay, so he.
No, the one that's brothers with the crackhead. He's done.
So he gave us like a tire and shit. Uh-huh. And then Donnell had to walk the rest of the fucking way.
Yeah, because I didn't have a front fucking tire,
bro. His house.
Well, you didn't have a front tire?
I didn't have the front, because he took my front tire off. Because my front tire was broken off. It was like, crooked.
That shit was crooked.
Like the one way was going this way, the other side was going that way.
Okay, but then we gotta talk about Troll Town. What about that? Cause this isn't the vibe this summer, but I'm talking about last summer was the vibe.
Last year was okay.
Can I say something about last year?
What?
I didn't vibe with half the crackheads, but the only thing I vibed with them, because I had hella people around me that vibed with them.
Yo, Chris,
it was almost like Stockholm syndrome.
Chris, can we talk about how you hurt a girl's feelings? It made her not want to date me. Yeah, Chris ruined my chances with babes. Let me.
You never Chris, had chances.
The anti-wingman.
Multiple times saying I don't want to go out with Donnell.
That's okay, nigga.
Can you Chris. Please help me get away from me?
Oh shit!
You got proof.
No, but there's a post.
Yeah.
Shit. You need to stop. I'm watching that though. Should have done that when
she kind of it. I'm just Nah, Chris, it's a joke. You don't have to read the messages. Nigga, what are you doing?
I'm talking to someone.
I'm trying to find
Chris, shut up. Chris, you know your glasses though, right?
But I'm
wait, Chris is talking to someone. I see his fucking keyboard up.
We gotta find another story to talk about.
Just not be a story time fucking podcast.
No, but like
it was like it was like best things of the decade, and it turned into story time. So
okay, shit. Let me think of some shit, cause I have a lot of shit.
What do we got?
What the fuck did we do this summer, bro?
Yo, we did a lot of shit, but like,
can we talk about how we almost got stuck in the ball?
How Donnell knows Terry.
Steven. Hold on.
Oh my God, I want to tell you guys a story. So I'm with Rashad, I'm with Chris, I'm with, who else? Chloe, Ebony, Ebony's little brother. We're all there. We knock on like,
Chloe's Chloe Panette.
Chloe's stepdad.
Wait, I was there.
So we knock on Chloe's stepdad's, door. We come running out the fucking apartment. Some nigga comes out. He starts talking to Rashad and Chloe and Maisie. And he mentions Steven.
Name.
I'm like, who the fuck is Steven? This nigga says, I quote, way to stick to your guns. I was like, who the fuck is... Yo, I'm like, yo, who is Steven?
Yeah,
who is Steven? See, I was like, what do you mean?
Yeah, like, keep your voice
I was so confused.
Yeah, who the fuck was Steven?
Then I did football, and then I realized who Steven was.
The thing was, he was like, you know who Steven is.
No, I don't. He's like, good thing is being a ghost. I was like, yo, what are you talking about?
Bro, you know Steven.
I knew Steven. I didn't know his name.
Can we shout out Mr. Little real quick for beating a child?
We're not gonna shout out a teacher for beating up a sock.
Oh shit! I guess we have a party every year. Okay, out of school.
They don't care.
This one sick. Nigga,
we do
the school party.
The dance, dumbass. The dance. Bitch.
Yes, you did. Yo, I was working there. I had to work.
Yeah, we all had to work. I didn't do my shifts. I had one shift.
I had to do like five.
Yeah, these sixth graders, right? They fucking like 11. So they was dating. And they went in.
Wait, before we continue, can we talk about how in our school? I do cyber school, but these do go to public school. Can we talk about in their school, the sixth graders are bisexual because it's trendy, and it hurts my feelings because I'm bisexual and it's not even cool.
Yeah, because
bro.
The sixth graders are so weird. Literally, I went up because, like, our student, where we have to meet for student council is in the sixth grade hallway.
It is.
Please.
Okay. So basically, we have to go up to the, because we're like two of us are in student council. Me and Chris, we're in student council, and the student council.
I know,
but this was like back in the, you weren't there, and like we have to go up to this. We have to go up to the sixth grade room.
Wait, who is that?
This is off of what's her, Alexis's Instagram story. Okay, one, she's taller than you, bro.
Okay.
No, but, she's not.
She is.
Yes, she
like
is.
5'2".
Yes, she is.
Bruh, I'm 5'3".
Bruh. Me and her are like the same height.
Yeah. Bruh.
She didn't do, dude, Chris, she did not have to go on her tippy toes like this to kiss me in my fucking ear, bro. She said,
yeah. She's that tall.
She's like 5'5".
Okay, but anyways, back to the sixth graders. I was walking up, and the sixth grade room is, like, right there for student council. And I see these two sixth graders packing up their shit. It's two girls. And, like, they're having this, like, intense conversation about incest with their families, right?
What the fuck? Right, okay. This is Pennsylvania, not Alabama.
Okay, no, one of them wasn't more intense than the other. One of them was, like, not incest, but the other one, I think, was. I don't know if it was for last one.
So
what?
One of them was like, hey, yo, my cousin looking pretty hot.
No,
I fucked my dad last night. Fuck you talking about. And I fucked my uncle and my grandpa at the same time.
They got a whole Alabama kill streak.
They got a family nuclear.
Okay, so basically, one of them goes, okay, would you fuck your crush if it was your brother? And she was like, I don't know. And then the other girl was like, I thought you were really in the instance. I mean, yeah, but that's more with like my daddy and grandpa.
What the
like,
fuck?
I was like, I'm over here. I was like, oh, these damn sixth graders, they're on their new shit.
Bro, I would have been like, yo, what the fuck?
What are the names? Shout them out.
What are the names?
I don't know.
What they look like?
Okay, one of them had like was white and had like
course.
White.
Had like white. Was school.
One of them was like white with white. Actually, they were both white. One of them was white with white blondish hair.
Yeah, because no black person is going to be talking about fucking their dad and their grandpa.
Exactly. Then one of them was shorter.
They're not even going to say, I don't know. Wait, they're going to say, fuck no.
Yeah, white blondish. Like their hair was whiter than blonde, but it was also blonde.
Then the
other girl was like more like a black haired brunette. But like with a ponytail in the back.
That's because she was thinking.
How tall was the one girl?
The girl with the ponytail was shorter than the white girl, but they were all like.
They're both white, dumbass
like,
bitch.
One of them was like a little bit less than Chris, and then the one was. Alright, like,
so I gotta talk about this shit. So we got a couple fights at school in the morning, but this one fucking sixth grader got mad.
Is that the guy you talking about? The guy who bolt off? No,
this tall fucking kid. The nigga looked up at him like. And the fuck this slap his ass. Yo, and the tall kid. No, but listen. The tall kid fucking sling back. It fell on the ground. And then the teacher came. And then the teacher said, hey, don't do that. And then he said, fuck you.
Hey, don't do that. Fuck you.
Can we talk about how real quick? I look white as fuck, but I'm half Hispanic and almost like 25% Indian.
Chris is Pennsylvania Dutch, German Jewish, black, white. I'm sorry.
Jewish.
Chris is not nigga-ish.
I'm not Jewish. I swear to fuck.
Put it out real quick. Bro. So, here's the thing. I'm black. Rashad's pure blood. So, Rashad can't even say the N-word because that's technically
Wait,
racist.
Explain to them because no, I know some high okay, schoolers are going to get
me,
on
me,
your
Rashad,
ass.
Me and Rashad are going to explain why. Okay, so, yeah. The difference between black and Africans. Africans, pure bloods, their ancestors come from I shouldn't say that. Their grandparents, great-grandparents, they come from Africa. While black people, their grandparents, great-grandparents come from America but are African-American. Us, like me, my dad's family, we were called niggers, which... Nigga, that's just not even funny. Like, I'm saying, I'm speaking straight fucking history.
The way you said it.
I want to say because the hard R is different than the A.
Yeah.
Soft A is different than the hard R. So, we were called niggers. It's funny when I say niggers.
See what I mean?
I'm going to say the N-word.
Guys, backstage tried removing the human spine.
No. So, we were called the hard R. So, then it kind of generated into us saying... A, so instead of us being called the hard R, we just started saying nigga to each other. While Rashad's family, like his dad and his mom and his grandparents, they didn't, his ancestors, they didn't, weren't on the ship. They were like in the middle of fucking Africa rather than off the coast. So we were being like, and like he wasn't in shackles picking up cotton and shit. They were just killing lions and shit the past 100 years or so. Like, nigga, it's recording, dickhead.
I know, I'm seeing how long it was.
Yeah.
How long do y'all do it for?
This is our first
hour or two.
It's already been a half hour. We've been just talking nonsense.
Yeah, I thought you guys would do it for like 40.
No, it's all right, bro.
It's okay. So, 45. So, Rashad, I have it pretty down, right, Rashad?
Yeah, okay, so basically, like, my ancestors, like, they weren't slaves. They were just chilling in, like, normal Africa, fucking making oil companies and shit, doing crazy shit. I don't know. Not back in, like, 1860s, but, like, early, like, 1950s.
Well, my ancestors becoming slaves, picking up cotton, and trying to get civil rights.
My ancestors...
Yeah. Chris, your four ancestors are from Mexico! Your ancestors have to go across.
My grandparents, they moved to Africa, like, to America when they were young, but they didn't come here because they were slaves. They came here because they just wanted to go to America. You know,
yeah, because his grandparents... came here like the 1900s.
I mean, they might have been called the ER because around that
because
time
because they were black.
Racist.
Yeah, and they didn't know they were pure blood, so there's a difference.
But also another thing,
I heard a white guy. I was walking past a white guy who was smoking a cigarette. He was like, "Fucking nigger." I was like, I just gave him the steak. And I just walked. I was all about.
Oh wait, it wasn't my grand. No, it wasn't my grandparents. It was my parents. Cause I remember, like, my grandpa. He stayed in Africa with my grandma. Then my mom moved here. And no, my mom and my dad moved here with like my family. Wait, no, I wasn't born there. But I was born here. This was like when my parents were really, really
his
young.
Parents,
like,
his parents are from Africa. 20s. He's from here. Yeah, his parents are from Africa. He's from here.
Like they're from. Like they were born.
Oh shit!
Physical plant.
This is it.
He thought it's a principal.
Like they're here in like they were here in like the early 20s. They came here in their early 20s and they just like moved here with my brother, and then they like we lived there and I was born
that
here.
Car coming this way.
The car just passed the fucking building.
No, but there's
and
like
if
a
they
turn.
Come,
it could it can't turn. It has to go in a straight line.
Okay. But then yeah. And then my grandma moved here after, like, I was born. And then my grandpa
died.
Was just chilling in Africa.
We got to talk about these.
Still killing the lion.
Hold on. Today's episode, have to name it Story Time.
Huh?
Hold on.
Today's episode is called Story Time.
Fuck times.
Fuck times.
No, listen, we got to talk about all these sixth graders, though.
No,
these sixth graders
are the only shit. Can I speak real quick?
Yeah.
How I'm white. I look white as fuck, but I'm half Hispanic, 24% Indian, and then the rest is like white.
How do you feel?
Like, I feel really fucked up because in the summer I actually look Hispanic.
You looked Hispanic, Chris.
He still looked white.
I know.
Okay, I wanna speak some facts here. So, none of these niggas are really gonna understand what I'm talking about.
Yes,
shout out to Susquehanna. Yo, I gotta speak the truth.
These Hannah niggas, man.
Shout
out to the man Bland. He went to the Hannah
for a while. Don't even think about talking to him.
Shout out Steven.
I'm a Berg nigga. I rep Susquehanna all day, every other day, besides the days I got to go to school.
Shouts out to the man, Bland. He went to the handle a little bit. You're going to be coming back in the next Market Beer, back to Middletown, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, Alex better get some kids again.
Yo, Rayon,
Alex is not allowed to use the internet for...
Don't leave me on scene if I say hi.
Listen.
Don't leave me on scene.
All right, listen, y'all.
Morgan, Jade, what's her name? Fuck.
Shout out to
Ty. She's an Asian nigga, too.
Shout out to Hygie.
Daddy.
Lee, if you leave me on scene again, we're going to fight.
Listen, we got to talk about that game yesterday. The football game.
John Iden, don't ever say the N-word again.
how they got out of the wild card, the Patriots.
Oh. Nigga, we're not going to talk about that. Okay. What the fuck is this nigga? Jacob, you're kind of cool. Your girlfriend is kind of it, but I'm not even going to get into that. You do you. Brielle, hit me up because I know you still like me. Will, how's it going? Damn, I'm skipping a lot of niggas. This random ass girl.
Bruh.
Natalie, I see you doing big things. Yeah. I gotta hit all my niggas up. Shanae, you're not it. Tell Skylar, so what's up. Yo, what the fuck is wrong with you? I really
this man still shouting out Susquehanna people. Don't even lose.
Okay, let's all Middletown niggas. Jaren Imler, you're the boy. Yo. Sam Miller, you're the boy. Ashley Reznoff, you're the girl. Ava Russ, hit me up. Julia Hughes, hit me up.
Chance Amy, go fuck yourself.
Chance Julia Amy, Hughes goddamn. Is bad.
Yo, guys. Chance Amy. What do you feel about him?
He's on my wrestling team.
I'm chill
with him. He's cool.
I don't know he's white.
No, Chris is just back his chances.
He says the N-word because he's dating a nigga.
Oh, yeah. Because I remember on the bus this one time when we came back from a match with Newport. He was like, yeah, my girl's dark chocolate. I was dead.
Listen, we got to talk about how his bus driver hit a fucking car. Nigga, his bus driver hit two fucking cars.
Did some kid get stabbed with a pencil one day?
Bruh. No, wait, what?
I heard some kid got, Chris, you remember, we went to Xavier's house, and his mom said how, like, some kid got stabbed with a pencil. On the bus. Like, he got stabbed in his fucking chest on the, like, with a pen. It went through him, nigga, he got stabbed.
Yo, I got stabbed with a pencil before. I have a mark.
I got stabbed with a pencil.
It's one time a blind kid stabbed me with a pencil.
How? He's blind.
I know. He's like,
No.
He's legally blind. He's legally
blind. No, this nigga's like stick miner from fucking the boom nuts. What you gonna do, nigga?
No, he's just stabbing the air until he stabs Rashad. He's like,
Did I do that?
A pimp name, Slipback.
Okay, Mr. Slipback. It's a pimp name, Slipback.
It's like a full thing, like onomatopoeia. A pimp name,
Slipback. You have to say the whole thing.
Can we talk about how someone, I'm not going to name them, because probably going to be listening to this. They literally want to come on the show and do a segment on how to smoke drugs.
Oh. Quinn, you're not getting on the show. Okay. I will tell all y'all niggas out. Quinn, you're not
For all your 8th graders out here who are going to be listening to the show, and high schoolers and people from other schools, they always talk about like these. They always talk about like this whole crackhead community they have in 7th, 6th grade. Half the time, I don't even know who half the people are. But they just met them over
don't
the summer.
Don't say his last name, though.
We fucking hate the crackhead community. If you're listening to this crackhead community, go shoot the shit up your arm one more time.
Okay. That's heroin, nigga. They don't
By the way, I don't know why.
How are you, bro? Yo, you smoke crack. You shoot heroin in your arm, dumb bitch.
I don't know why they're saying we hate the cracker community, because we do. Everybody does. Like, there's no we. It's everybody.
Everybody.
That's
like,
not them.
No, like, helicopter crash was to crash the helicopter. Crash the helicopter into the crackhead community. Like,
you didn't hear that.
No.
All right, guys. I guess. Oh, wait, no. Never mind.
All right, guys. We've been talking for 6 minutes. All right,
listen. Let's end at 40.
Yeah, I can do that.
Yo, okay. Can we talk about how people are hating on us for actually having our own company?
No, Chris. Spotify people verified. Are hating on you because the way you flex it on people.
Yeah, Chris. No. I was on Omegle. Okay, I was in the text chat shit.
Yes.
I was like, hey. It was like, mail. But he kept on talking it, okay? He was like, how you doing? I was like, are you Spotify Premium? He was like, cool. Did I ask?
You gotta
tell
your mom
at
this.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
I just asked.
Yeah. But like,
all right, listen. One thing we gotta talk
about.
By the way,
Mason's not on the podcast. He's a guest right
now. No, he's just a guest.
I'm just like.
He's here.
I'm a starter.
Starter, nigga.
You're not a Pokemon.
Nigga, you're not even on the pitch.
You're not even on the Pokemon list.
But you're not even on the what?
But neither is Xadrian.
And neither is Xadrian. But you're not even on the Pokedex. Do I need to pop it up. Yeah, but you gotta change that. Why is it just your name, bro?
All right, listen.
It's just your name.
One thing we have to talk about was this girl in the summer.
All episodes test.
So, this girl in the summer, she dated everyone in our friend group.
Not my friend group. Who these crackers are.
We gotta take a new picture because I'm not liking my hair.
Guys, can we talk about real quick? She went out with everyone in the group except for me.
Yeah.
Okay, not
she
me.
Was about
I don't know. I don't know who these crackhead girls. I want to. I want
to. Talking about like almost everyone.
Literally, they're talking about dating sixth graders right now. I'm not in this. Hey. This is a non-disclosure agreement.
Me and Rashad are seventh graders. We do not condone the fact that. I mean, eighth graders. We do not date sixth graders.
I don't date sixth graders either.
Says the nigga who liked Myra over the summer. You dumb bitch.
Shut the
fuck up.
Myra in sixth grade. She's in sixth grade.
She's supposed to be in seventh though.
She's supposed to be in seventh.
Yeah, she is.
Florida.
Yeah.
I'm out to you.
Yo, when you move to Myra, if you're here, listen to this.
Shout out to Florida.
Vertical for results. Sorry for your section. All
right. Hold on. Shout out to Maya. I see you up in Florida. Maybe you can meet Alexis Cole there when she goes there again.
Oh, no, she's not going back. No, she's not going back until she's like 18. That's what she said. She's going to move back.
Say hi to Kodak for me. Tell me if he's doing good.
Yo, God, I don't like to see you.
Say hi to X's mom. Say hi to X's mom for me. I'm just saying.
Say what's up to that kid.
Okay, but that'll be today's podcast. Thank you for listening to the Helicopter Crash podcast, and we'll see you next time.
This is Chris.
Shut the fuck up.
This is Donnell,
and this is Puffy the Papa. Mom, for listening, good out here. You know,
bye, guys.